This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Green Bay has always featured large in the sports world, despite its size, thanks to the Packers. But in recent years, some of the best-known athletes from all over the country, not just football players, have been traveling to Green Bay to see Dr. Robert Anderson. Megan Hart has more on the Wisconsin native, who's now a world-class surgeon.
With the 57th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Van Jefferson, wide receiver, Florida.
More than 8 million people tuned in to the second round of this year's NFL Draft, not just to see who their teams picked, but also to watch as players and their families celebrated the culmination of years of hard work.
Like I said, when I got that phone call, man, I was so happy. I was so excited.
The NFL Scouting Combine allows teams to get an up-close look at top college players before the draft. Van Jefferson was set to show off his physical skills there until medical staff discovered a fracture in his foot. He'd have to wait months to see if the injury would hurt his chances at getting picked in the early rounds. In the meantime, he prayed he'd be able to achieve his lifelong dream of playing in the NFL, and he put his trust in Dr. Robert Anderson. Now with the Rams, Jefferson says he's got a lot of gratitude for Anderson, who performed surgery on his foot, which is feeling better than ever.
And that will be hauled in by Van Jefferson.
Over the years, Anderson has operated on some of America's most celebrated athletes, including Derek Jeter of the New York Yankees and Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors. But his journey to becoming one of the country's preeminent foot and ankle surgeons began a couple hours south of Green Bay.
Oh, Wauwatosa back then just it was a nice little community, and you know, you walked to school and you walked to the shopping center and you had your friends and you played kickball in the streets, and it was just, you know, 1960s way of life.
For college, Anderson went to the University of Mississippi, where he met the physician for the Ole Miss football team.
And I became his cast technician. So being in his office quite a bit, I got to see a lot of the players, learned a lot about sports-related injuries, and decided, okay, I want to become an orthopedic surgeon.
Anderson returned to the Milwaukee suburbs to attend the Medical College of Wisconsin, then moved to North Carolina for residency. A mentor encouraged him to focus on the foot and ankle, a field that hardly existed at the time. Dr. Patrick McKenzie is team physician for the Green Bay Packers. He went to med school with Anderson. Back then, he was confused by his friend's choice.
He said, why are you doing that? Why are you not going into sports medicine or something like the rest of us did? And he had a vision. And, you know, when Bob hit, there weren't guys like Bob around. And he became and is the pinnacle guy in the country.
When Anderson was starting out, there were no instruments for foot and ankle surgeons. They just use the same tools as hand surgeons and fix nearly everything with little metal pins. The field has come a long way over the last 35 years, and Anderson has been at the forefront. Casey Smith is director of player health for the Dallas Mavericks. Anderson performed surgery on Mavs center Dwight Powell earlier this year. Smith says teams might initially choose Anderson for his reputation, but they go back because he's got all the qualities a great doctor should have.
Their opinion and their experience is valuable, but you know, how do they interact? You know, how do they communicate? How empathetic are they? Things like that.
Smith says he trusts Anderson to be objective when dealing with star athletes, their families, teams, and agents. For some of Anderson's patients, millions of dollars can hang in the balance. In 2017, Anderson left North Carolina and joined the staff at Bell & Health's Titletown Sports Medicine Clinic in Green Bay.
So this is our weight-bearing CT scanner that Dr. Anderson...
Athletes can visit the facility to have their running gait or their baseball swing evaluated by experts. They can get stem cell treatments and other state-of-the-art procedures. Anderson says every patient is treated like an elite competitor.
Whether you may be 50 or you may be 15, you're still provided the same opportunities for treatment and rehab as a professional athlete would.
In fact, a professional athlete could be in the room next door. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.